The question was asked when the Torah describes Amma, whose Amma is being used. So the assumption is, unless the Torah specifies otherwise, that the Amma is an average Amma. That is the assumption. Now, average is based on the generation, as is recorded in the response of the Chavos Yair, Rav Yair Bachrach, quoted in the Chasam Sofer, quoted in the Gros Moshe. Amma is the average Amma of that generation. There is each generation. So it could change, yes. It could theoretically change. There are three different Amot. The word Amma can be an Amma that is 5 tvachim, 6 tvachim, 4 tvachim. This is derived from a verse in Ezekiel. And the Talmud in Erevin discusses the average Amma is an Amra of 6 tvachim, right? This hour of the night. It's an Amma of 6 tvachim. And then the Amma of the temple was an Amma of 7 tvachim. Give me 1 second. Let me look it up again. That's what I remember. What I said before was right. You have an Amma of 4, you have an Amma of 5, you have an Amma of 6. The regular Amma is 5 tvachim, and the Amma that was used in the temple, as described in Ezekiel, is an Amma of 6. That's an Amma.
What is an Amma?
An Amma literally means the arm. This is the Amma. Patishlachas Amata, in last week's Parsha, she extended her arm to take Moshe, right? So Amma, she extended her Amma, that's her arm. She extended her arm. When you reach out for something, you extend the Amma. She extended her Amma, this is the Amma. And in the temple, for whatever reason, the measurements of the Mizbeach was of an Amma that had 6 hand widths. So Tefach is a hand width. Mm-hmm. So the average Amma has 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's the average Amma, and the Amma of the Mizbeach is an Amma of 6.
Is that because in that generation,